Hi, Rainey.
Hi, Taylor.
Welcome to
Much Ado About Some Shit,
where every week, Rainey tries to talk me into watching garbage,
trash
television by walking me through some amount of some garbage. What are we doing?
We're continuing Couple to Trouble.
No.
You knew it was coming.
I wanted to believe otherwise.
Yeah, well.
All right, well.
That's on you, baby. Okay.
Sure is.
What do you remember from last episode?
Everybody's mixed up and the points don't matter.
I'm going to ask you again. What do you remember about last episode?
Oh, they mixed up the thruples.
Some of them.
Two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them dropped their humans.
Mm-hmm. I have
two of them kept their human.
New
format slide
for you. Yeah.
Wow. Look at that visual component.
Uh-huh.
And to the audio-only listeners who are wondering what the fuck we're talking about, you can see any photos we refer to on our Instagram, at muchadosomeshit. It's really not crucial. It's just to put some faces to names, and that's really just for me. So
faces to names, faces to penises, faces to boobs.
So if you want to see some of the things that she said, and fundamentally not others, our Instagram's your place.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so we've got new thruples and old thruples, and we circumvented that stupid-ass cliffhanger they left things on.
Yes.
I don't respect cliffhangers where they just don't finish a sentence.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That ain't a cliffhanger. That's just lazy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway.
TV, baby. That's what they love
cheap
to do.
TV.
Yeah.
This is why I only watch British television now.
Wow.
Because they end things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Darian and Mia are very excited to be in the villa.
Villa.
Now.
Where were they staying? Where did they put the singles?
A different villa.
Yeah, you like, right.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. Darian wants to kind of get comfy with Sean and Brittany before, like, diving into anything.
Let's just say all the thruples real quick.
Okay.
We have Sean, Brittany, and Darian now.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan, Lauren, and Mia.
Yep.
And then, same as before, Corey Wilder and Denise, and Ramon Ashmal and Jonathan.
Yep.
Two singles enter, two singles leave.
One thruple remains. So Darian wants to get more comfortable with Sean and Brittany before they dive into anything.
Yeah.
Mia also wants to start slow, as she has never shared a bed with a couple. So she's like,
that feels like a big fucking step that they just introduce at the first fucking night.
Yeah.
God damn.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Do it, pussy.
Yeah, just listening to new people around me breathe while I try to sleep and getting annoyed at their every breath.
I wish you had saved it for nine little things that I have to talk about.
Okay, well, we can come back to that. I can complain again. It's fine.
Perfect. Sean, Brittany, and Darian are going slow.
Uh-huh.
They're not fucking.
Yeah.
Dylan, Lauren, and Mia are going slow. They're not fucking. Corey, Wilder, and Denise be fucking. Wow, wow, wow. Ashmal, Ramon, and Jonathan be fucking. Wow, 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 wow. So we do a relationship session.
Mm-hmm.
This one is about like core values and compatibility.
Feels like that should have been earlier, but okay.
Like maybe. Who knows? Usually the relationship sessions are just between the established couples.
Okay.
But this time it is with their chosen third. So how this works, there's a triangle. So how this works, the established couple stands in the middle of the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And then their chosen third is on one end of the triangle. And then so is two other singles that they may or may not have considered or maybe been with before.
Okay.
The couple in the middle is blindfolded, and the host and the relationship coach are saying different scenarios or different things, and you have to reply yes or no to them.
Okay.
So if the couple says yes to a question,
mm-hmm.
and someone also says yes, they take a step closer into the triangle.
Okay.
If you say no and the couple says yes, then you stay. Nope. You just stay there.
Okay.
There's nowhere to go.
Okay.
So that by the end of it, which in this case, what they do is whenever someone is standing right next to the couple, that's when the game is over. And that's the person that you share the most core values with and are the most compatible with.
Okay.
Basically, the thing that kind of is the most important here are the two that do not seem to be the most compatible. So, for instance, Denise seems to not be as compatible as they expected with Wilder and Corey.
Oh.
Because Denise is not the first person to reach the triangle.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Compatibility is subjective, you know, you can ask certain questions, but that doesn't mean...
Oh yeah, but some of these are like, you know, would you ever have sex in a public place? Would you send nudes after a month? And another question is like, do you want kids?
Okay, those are very different.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, would you have sex in a public place? Somebody could say, yeah, I would, but if somebody else said no, then they're like, okay, then we won't.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
And that's whatever. But do you want kids is like big.
Yeah.
That's like a real deal breaker if you say the thing the other person doesn't say. These things are not the same. They are not the same
one
level.
One of these things is not like the other. So Denise is not as compatible as they expected.
Okay.
One of the big reasons Denise didn't reach the middle is the kids question. Corey and Wilder both agree. They're like, we don't want kids right now. That might change, but the way that the world is and like who we are, we don't want kids.
Sure.
So they say no, but Denise says yes.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, well, we have to have some conversations because clearly we don't know each other as well as we thought we did.
You haven't had time for all the conversations yet. You just...
No, exactly.
I mean, no, that is an early one.
Yeah.
That's one you should probably bring up fast.
Right, yeah. It used to be something, you know, you would talk about, you know, when you, like, started getting serious or whatever.
Sure.
But now, like, that's very...
Yeah.
I would never date a man who wanted children.
Sure.
I would never date another person who wanted children, yep. I should say.
And I wouldn't date someone who hates kids. Because I want
Fair
them
enough.
Around.
I don't hate kids.
Exactly.
I just don't want any of my own.
That's complete. And so, see, two separate things.
Mm-hmm. I saw a thing recently that was like, you can have one child for all of this money, or you can have like 16 chihuahuas. And I was like, duh, I want the 16 chihuahuas.
Yeah.
I can only handle one. So that's where they were at. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, we have to talk more about this. And they sit down and Denise is basically like, it's not something that I, like, that's what I want to be in life as a mother, but, like, it is something that I am very open to. And
okay.
They're like, okay, well, we're also not, like,
not,
we're
not
open staunchly, yeah, one or the other.
Yeah.
Like, we know that things change and that's okay, and but we just don't want them right now.
Yeah,
so
that's valid.
Yeah, so that makes everybody in that throuple feel better, Corey Wilder and Denise.
Good for them. Wins from communication.
Jonathan got really close to the middle with Ashmal and Ramon, but he was not like the, okay, take off your blindfolds one.
Oh.
It was a single named Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank. We'll talk about you, you know, if you get to the villa.
If you get more screen time.
So Jonathan shares that he is kind of scared that Frank is a better match for them and is scared that they'll pick him.
Look, a lot of things are different on paper versus in practice.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah
I've I've been very compatible with a lot of people on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get together and it's...
Yeah, you know.
I'm also mostly aromantic, though.
Yeah.
I like one person every 12 years. That's the flavor of aromantic I am. Not full. Don't use me as a representative. But I'm on the spectrum.
I was going to say, it's all a spectrum.
Exactly.
Like...
Well, somebody's going to be mad because I don't fit in their exact view.
Yeah.
But that's just the internet.
We're,
anyway.
Well, yeah. I feel like we're very loosey-goosey gays.
Yeah.
In some instances.
We don't take our labels super seriously.
Yeah.
It's just we're in this realm.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, yeah, we're both some variety of queer.
Uh-huh.
Some variety of whatever. It's a sliding scale, baby. We're on it.
I said earlier, I was like, I would never date a man that wanted kids. I like everybody. Mm-hmm. I do tend to like more masculine features and yep. people, but, like, I don't know.
Right.
Also, at this point, if for some reason I am single, like, I don't think I could go back to a straight cis white dude.
Nope. Yeah. And, like, I'm technically something that likes mm-hmm. all the options, mm-hmm. whatever category that is now. Uh-huh. It started by, then there was pan, and now there's more, and I haven't gotten my updated packet.
Whoever is in charge of the gay agenda.
Come on. I gotta get back on the mailing list, guys.
Please. Put Taylor back on the mailing list. Her address is 145 Ooh. Internet Street.
But also, I'm more drawn to women, but also, mostly no one, except one
every person, 12 years.
Every 12 years. And then I feel less aromantic because I like one human. But once every 12 years isn't not aromantic.
No, for real.
So we're all just out here doing our best with the limited human words we got.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that was a tangent. Mm-hmm.
So because Jonathan is feeling very insecure about his connection with Ramon and Ashmal, just reassure Jonathan that, like, we picked you. We chose you. We love you. So.
Aww.
Yeah. The next day. So Mia mm-hmm. says that she's not a very hypersexual person. Oh, also, I lied. This isn't the next day. This is the same goddamn night.
All right.
Because they all get dates, and there's this little box on the table of each person's little date, and it's got questions, like relationship questions in it. Prompts conversation.
Yeah.
Wilder is really funny during this. He's like, I thought that was a decoration. I didn't think there was anything in that. So during all of that, Mia says that she's not a hypersexual person. And then she gets put on the spot with the cards. Because one of the cards is use your mouth. So, you know, some couples, like, feed each other. Corey puts, like, I don't know, some butter or jam or something on her fucking thigh. And Denise licks it off.
Okay.
It's a lot. So when Dylan pulls this card, he says, hey, Mia, kiss Lauren. Right after she says, I'm not hypersexual.
Dylan, that was not the move.
No.
That was not it.
That's a boner killer.
Yep, that right there kills boners.
It's not even necessarily a boner killer. It's a boundary that was crossed.
Right, yeah. It's like that. I mean, I understand kissing and sexualized stuff is not the same always, but it's not the same.
It can, yeah, exactly. It can mean different things to different people. One thing that was really fun to me in college was learning what other areas of the United States considered hooking up as. Because some places just consider it making out.
Oh.
Whereas, like, I'm pretty sure in our region, it was, like, full-on fucking. Yeah. Yeah, but other people just, like, they were like, oh, they hooked up, and it was just a makeout.
That is not the same thing. No. All right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyway, Corey, Wilder, and Denise all hop into the pool naked.
Okay.
Corey ends it, though, when she feels like she is being ignored, and she gets really overwhelmed about it. They talk about it immediately. Like, Wilder is still, like, butt-ass naked in the pool.
Okay, well, hey, they're communicating.
Uh-huh.
I'll give them that.
And it's better to talk about things earlier rather than
exactly.
Later.
Don't let them fester.
Yeah. They talk about it, and, like, stuff goes really well. Corey says, like, oh, I feel like I ruined the night by, like, bringing this up. And Denise is like, no, like, you did the right thing.
Right. You can have more better nights by communicating things that make you upset.
Exactly. Corey expresses that her boundaries are smaller than both Wilder and Denise's.
Mm-hmm.
So hers need to be listened to at that moment.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, hey, open communication. Right. That's all you can do.
And I mean, they seem pretty on board with that.
All right. So, well, good.
You know, yeah.
Don't have high hopes. But, you know, that's just the nature of the show.
Yeah.
They seem like they're trying.
Right.
I'll give them that.
Yeah. So while Jonathan, Ramon, and Ashmal be fucking, Mia is trying to meditate while Dylan snores.
God, I hate snoring. I am such a light sleeper that if I don't get to sleep before somebody who snores, I don't sleep.
That's why I take melatonin. Okay. So the next day, Jonathan talks about how he is feeling a little insecure still. So Ramon decides to close off a little bit.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
That's the proper response.
Well, his thought is like, okay, you're feeling kind of insecure. So, like, maybe this isn't the right thing. So, like, I don't really want to. If you're not feeling right in this, then I'm not going to give my all to it.
Well, that's a response, I suppose. Mm-hmm. That becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy right there.
Yeah.
When the person's looking for reassurance and you take that as, oh, they're not confident, so I better pull away. Then, yeah, that you kind of made the choice for the relationship.
Yeah.
That's kind of, yep, you decided what was going to happen, and now it's going to happen.
Uh-huh. Because I feel like there's a way that that kind of makes sense, but I just can't put it into words.
I mean, I see the logic, but it's also going to end the relationship. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. Like, you kind of, at that kind
I
of
mean,
crossroads.
I mean, none of these are working out.
I mean, God, no, but, like, we're pretending here. Uh-huh. Like, I'm playing along. I'm doing what you want. Well, at that kind of crossroads in a relationship, that's kind of where you decide if you're in or not. Uh-huh. Like, that's kind of where you decide, am I going to do the effort to make this work, or am I going to let this fizzle out and die? That's where you make that choice, and, yeah. Well, he made his choice, so.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, so they have a little Garden of Eden mixer.
Okay.
They all of these parties have themes. Like, the last mixer was a white party, so everybody wore white.
That's not a theme, that's a color.
it's a theme.
It's barely a theme.
It's a
that
theme.
That theme rolled out of bed Monday morning, hungover as all hell, hair a fucking mess. And was like, fuck, I gotta work today. Ain't a theme.
The gays who started the white party would like a word.
I would like a word with them.
Fair. Okay.
Up your game.
Sometimes you can't have great ideas like Disco Bloodbath.
Look.
Every week.
I'm not asking you to, but let's not pretend white party is anything but color coordination.
I suppose.
Call a spade a spade.
Okay, so it's a Garden of Eden mixer. So everybody's vines and shit. And this is one of those mixers, so all of the unmatched singles come in.
Okay.
And people can talk and shit.
Talk and shit.
Whoa. Oh my God. During all of this,
yes.
Some things happen. Peach speaks to Sean and Brittany about how she was kind of blindsided and why she was really upset when they picked Darian over her.
Oh, it returns.
It returns. Just talks to them about that. And Sean and Brittany are like, listen, it's always been Peach or Darian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those have been our top two this whole fucking time.
Yeah.
So it was really hard when both of you stepped forward.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Dylan and Lauren are wanting more touch from Mia. They're both very touchy people. Mm. And Mia is taking things slower.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, Lauren and Dylan wanted to be slow. They didn't want to be fucking the first night.
But now they want to be fucking, and they're telling Mia to hurry it up.
Yeah.
As a glacially slow mover,
uh-huh.
Who appreciates so much when that is respected,
uh-huh.
This frustrates me for Mia.
That's fair.
Because it's like, yeah, I guess, but I don't really want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not having a good time. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. They seem like they're all on the same page.
Absolutely. So because of that, Dylan and Lauren want to talk to Jess more, another single.
Uh-huh. I think they want some threesomes.
Well, yeah.
I think they want a lot of threesomes.
I mean, that's been a part of their relationship for a long time at this point. So.
Which is valid, but then don't get with someone who says they don't want to move fast.
Yeah.
They told...
Go elsewhere.
They told Mia they weren't looking to move fast either, but they should have known that that was going to change for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way they operate mm-hmm. with a third person.
Right.
Like, that wasn't going to last for very long.
Yeah.
And that's something they should have known about themselves.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a bad thing. It's just a thing. And you got to be mm-hmm. open about that
right.
stuff. Because if you say that you're willing to move slow and you get with someone who wants to move slow, walking that back ain't cool.
Mm-mm. You know, we have said many times throughout these episodes, they need therapy.
They're not gonna make it. No, they ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, like, they all need therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these couples really feel like they saw the ad to be cast in this show, thought it would be cool, and didn't really think much beyond that.
Yep.
So that's disappointing. But
it really is.
That's reality TV, baby.
It sucks.
Uh-huh. But it's so much fun. I love watching messes.
I'm just so happy I don't have to watch this. Your rendition of it is fine, but the second you show me clips, I immediately hate everything and want it all to end.
They're so fun.
All of it. I will burn this world down just to make the clip stop.
Okay. Ramon and Ashmal also want to talk to Frank more. Just, you know, see if he might work out a little bit better for them than Jonathan.
So Frank's the one who was better in the compatibility test.
Correct.
And the one they assured Jonathan that, no, we picked you.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah.
This'll end well.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to get even funner. So the host comes in
mm-hmm.
and introduces a new couple for the house.
What?
Let me make sure she's alive. So introducing Maximo and Ash.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have like matching bikinis on in the second picture, mm-hmm. and I love that for them.
That's the first outfit they like come into the villa in.
I love that.
They're really fun. One thing I love about these two so far, they come in and the host is like, okay, like introduce yourself. And they're like, you know, we're Maximo and Ash. We have experienced like we've been polyamorous. With other people, but we have never been in a thruple the way you and I have talked about how we think a thruple operates.
Equal partners in a triangle.
Yes. And they say that they're queer and fluid, and they're like,
hell yeah.
Let me show you, if you think gender matters, let us show you why it shouldn't.
Awesome.
Basically.
Hell yeah.
Maximo, before Ash, dated mostly men.
Yeah.
And Ash, before Maximo, dated mostly women.
Yep.
And now they're together.
Keyword is mostly.
Mostly. Uh-huh.
You know, yep. It's the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Not the right penis.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And or vagina and uh-huh. or secret third thing. I don't know. Anyway.
So they get to mingle around for a little while, and it's very fun and cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then the host is like, okay, well now, Maximo and Ash, you have to pick a single. Matched or unmatched.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So they can pick.
This was never meant to succeed. This was never meant to succeed.
No, it's entertainment. It's not success.
They're setting him up for failure at every turn.
Uh-huh.
We gotta get a Brennan Lee Mulligan monologue about failure in here somewhere.
I mean, yeah, it's a little fucked up. But, you know?
Nailed it.
Reality. Reality.
It ain't
I was using
real.
Air quotes
yeah.
for our audio-only listeners.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess who they pick?
You're asking me, so I guess it's a name that I know.
No. I don't know who it is. I didn't watch the next episode to find out because it's a cliffhanger ending.
No! Okay.
How do you feel?
I hate it. I hate cliffhangers.
Yeah, I know.
Well, on that terrible cliffhanger, we're done for the week. Thanks so much for listening, guys. You can follow us on Instagram, Patreon,
TikTok,
YouTube. All of it's at Much Ado Some Shit. Speaking of our Patreon, a special shout out to our patrons,
Emma, Florence, and Meg.
Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you. Yeah. We appreciate everyone for listening.
Thanks for putting up with our bullshit.
Oh my God, yeah, thank you. And we will see you all next week. Bye.